Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara and Adal Amalav, the very top, the Mishnah over here. So the Gemara is going to quote all the Mishnayos. There's really five Mishnayos if you look at the Mishnayos, but the Gemara puts all of them together over here, and then the Gemara is going to discuss it for the rest of the parak, all of these Mishnayos that are lumped together on our Amud. So continue. So starts off the Mishnah, the first Mishnah. Haroe Malkum Shanasu Bonim Simle Yisrael. If a person sees a place where miracles were performed on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, so Rashi gives the examples. The Gemara is going to mention them in the Hemshech of the Amud. Like if you see the Yamsuf or if you see the Yarden, things like that, you'll make of the following bracha. Omer, Baruch Sha'asa Nisim Lavosin, B'makom Hazeh. Baruch, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yibasir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you performed miracles for our ancestors at this place. Tosos just point out, even though the Lashon of the Mishnah is Baruch Sha'asa, and all these Baruch Baruch, it doesn't say Baruch Atah Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tosos says, that's obvious, you obviously say the full Nusach HaBracha. There is a mute in Rishonim that says, no, Dafka, the Mishnah was saying it without a Nusach HaBracha, because it's optional. These brachas are optional, you don't have to say them, but we paskin that, no, you do say them fully with a bracha, if you're supposed to be saying the bracha. Continues the Mishnah. Malkum Shinakar Maravats Kochavin. If you see a place which idolatry was destroyed from there, Omer Baruch Sha'akar Avodas Kochavin Artsenu. You say, place of Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank you, blessed of Kadosh Baruch Hu, you uprooted Avodah Zarah from our land. Continues the Mishnah now. Alazikin Vehalzavos Velaram Velaruchos Velabrakim. So all of these things, if you see Zikin, the Gemara is going to ask, what is Zikin? It's either some sort of, according to Shmuel at least, which how we pass, it's going to be some sort of meteor, or some sort of comet, something like that. An earthquake, thunder, winds, or lightning. Omer, Baruch Shekocha Gvuraso Me'alam Yipheza Kadosh Baruch Hu, whose strength and might fill the world. Obviously, reasons, you see all these things are showing Kadosh Baruch Hu, Koach, Hashem's great power in this world. Okay, then the Hemshech, the next Mishnah. If you see mountains, you see hills, seas, rivers, or deserts, you say, Baruch Sha'osem Asib Rishis. In terms of seeing mountains and hills, the Rishonim point out, it's not just Stam, a mountain. It has to be an extremely impressive mountain that is very unique in the world. So, and a desert also would be similar to that as well. Then you say, the Lashon of Osem Asib Rishis, because Baruch Hu, who makes the work of creation. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Haroa es yama gadol Omer, Baruch Sha'asa es yama gadol. If a person sees the yama gadol, so the shaila is, what is the yama gadol? It's machlokas. It seems either it's the Mediterranean, I always assume it's the Mediterranean, however there are achronim that assume that based on Rishonim really that it should be really the Atlantic Ocean. Okay, either way, you say, Baruch Sha'asa es yama gadol. That is that you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating the Great Sea. And then Bizman Shor Leprakim, the Mishnah ends off over here, that only when you see it at certain points, there's an invert of time, that you don't see it always every second. So what is that? So the Gemara is going to say that that's a shear of 30 days, and that would apply to the Yama Gadol, and the post can point out that's anything that it comes in terms of seeing, like a landmark or something like that, in terms of the mountains or anything like that. However, when it comes to if it comes to lightning and thunder, even if it's every day, you would say it every single day, not only for every 30 days. Okay, next, the Hemshech of the Mishnayos, the Mishnah says now, Ala Gshamim, on a lot of rain, Val Besoros Tovos, on good things, what do you say? Baruch HaTova Meitim, thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is good and does good. Okay, Besoros Ra'os, Omer, on bad things that happen to you, you say, Baruch Tana Emes, he pays HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the true judge, you realize you're accepting it, that whatever he gave you, even though you realize it's tough for you right now, you still say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know you're true, and everything you're doing is true. Bana Bayis Chadash, if a person built a new house, or if he also bought a new house, that would be the same halacha, Vekana Kenu Chadashim, or if you bought new clothing, then you say, Omer Baruch Shachana Vekimena Laman Zayi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has kept us alive, and you sustained us, and you brought us to this specific time. This specific time, you're thinking Kadosh Baruch Hu was such a happy time for you, and you're thinking Kadosh Baruch Hu for that. Big Shaila is always, is it only when you're happy about it? Meaning if a person is used to buying a lot of clothing, so if he just buys a suit, he buys a suit every other week, then it wouldn't be a simcha for him, then he would not make a bracha. For someone who doesn't buy it, then it would be something you make the bracha for. Mevarach ala ra me'in ala tova. Kadosh Baruch Hu, a person says a bracha on something that's very bad, even though it's going to possibly be good at them. So you still say, Dayan HaEmes, even if it might be a good result in a few months. You know it's really bad right now, but it might be something good. The Gemara is going to discuss what exactly that case is. And also, if something is good right now, but you think it might be really bad for you in the future, you would still say the bracha of Hatov HaMetiv. Okay, next Mishnah. A person who says, cries out to Kadosh Baruch Hu over something that already happened, that is a wasted tefillah. Like what the Gemara now, the Mishnah now gives an example. If someone's wife was pregnant, and you say, that my wife will give birth to a boy, I raise a tefillah shav. This is a wasted prayer because it's something that already has been determined. You already know the sex of the baby has already been determined. Haya baba derech. If he was coming along the road, v'shama kol tzvacha beir v'omer, and he heard people screaming, and he said, "Yiratzon shelot shelot sevitos blazer kash parchu." Make sure that's not my house. I raise a tefillah shav. That's another example. Rather, you should say something like, if it is my house, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I hope that everyone's okay right now, or Hashem, you should save everyone who's in the situation right now. You shouldn't daven, and it shouldn't be your house if it's something already happened. You already know whatever the screaming is already happened, okay? Then continues the mission now. HaNichnas, the Krach, Palestine, someone who comes into a, Rashi points out, a dangerous city, you should daven two tefillahs, that you should come in, Achlam Sinel, Vayatsu, also one that you come in when you leave, that one that it should go well, and nothing should be dangerous, but Nazi Omer Arbay, that you should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu on both those ends. Shteinbech Nisoso, Vashtein Betsioso, and this is the Hemshech Nosen Hoda Al Shaavar. You thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for protecting you in the past, and then say, can I come into this city as well? V'tzoek alasi, and also cry out for the future, and in that case, you also thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that you were in the city, okay? And then when you leave, you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So basically, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu both ends is Ben Azai's addition. Next part of the Mishnah, Chayav Adam Levarach Al Ra. A person is Chayav to make a bracha on the bad, Kishem Shevarach Al Tova. So now, person is Chayav to say the same way he would bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the good, he would make a bracha for the bad. I think this is mamish one of the hardest halachas in the world to keep. That Chas V'Shalom Rachman Tzlan shouldn't be for anyone, but if something terrible happens for them, that you have to say that something that you would have the same like simcha and the same understanding for the bracha is a very lofty level of emunah. Okay, either way, so the Mishnah says, Ve'avtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. This drasha, the hemsheikh, is going to be the point that we're bringing out. But once we're discussing the pasuk, the Mishnah is darshaning the first part of this pasuk, which is not relevant to what we just said before about saying the bracha for the good as you would for the bad. So what is this point now? B'chol levavcha b'shnei yitzrecha. B'chol levavcha, why is it two levavchas implying that you have two hearts? Rather, it's talking about both your inclinations. The yitzer tov, yitzer hara. A person's good will and a person's bad will. Kadosh Baruch Hu has to use both of them for serving Kadosh Baruch Hu. How do you use your Yetzer Hara towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu? So that's different. A lot of different Rishonim and Achronim discuss this, but just one answer that always stuck with me is that if a person has midos like anger or like things like that, you could use it towards the Avodas Hashem. Or let's say you do things for Averos, you run to do mitzvahs. You use all your negative traits, use them, those traits, and make them for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The anger towards people who are doing Averos, things like that, that would be using your Yetzer Hara for a good purpose. And all of your soul. What does this mean? Afilu no telas nafshicha. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take your life. Meaning, if you have to do yarek v'yavor, the Rambam writes that this Mishnah is the source for yarek v'yavor. That if a person that has the big three, avodah zarah, geulah, ra'ayis, or shvichus tamei, you'll have to sacrifice your life in order to keep them. You still have to keep these mitzvahs. B'chol me'odecha, b'chol ma'manecha. And what is b'chol me'odecha? All your resources means all of your money. Okay, so what does that imply? The Rambam paskins that it applies every single iser d'oraisa. The person would have to avoid an iser d'oraisa. You have to give up all of your money. Davar acher b'chol me'odecha. What is b'chol me'odecha? This means b'chol mida. This is what the whole drasha was supposed to be brought for. This is the point of the Mishnah bringing the whole first part of the pasuk was this drasha. B'chol me'odecha teaches you that b'chol mida shehumode lecha. Whatever measure, whatever mida Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving you, whether it's good or bad, have modela. You thank a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why you mevarach al tova kishem shavarach al ra. Based on this drasha, b'chol mida. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends your way, you thank Him and you're happy for your lot. Now, the Mishnah continues, the big Ashayin in the Achronim. What does this part of the Mishnah have to do with the previous part? Either way, okay, this mentioned over here, Lo Yakal Adam Zorokanev Beishar Mizrach. A person should not act lightheadedly when he's starting to enter the base of Migdash, when he's entering Har HaBayis. Because that area is already opposite the Kodesh Kodashim, and that's already very holy, and you cannot act with lightheadedness over there. Now, a person who actually enters the Har HaBayis, so he cannot enter with his staff, or with his shoes, you have to wear barefoot, or with, Rashi says, it's a belt that they used to use to store their money, or with dust on your feet, meaning you should be properly clean, and you shouldn't do, we're going to see, the Gemara is going to tell us, what is a kampadria? Pasha is a shortcut, or, and you should obviously not be spitting, that is completely inappropriate. Now, once we're mentioning the Beis HaMikdash, we're going to say how they made a bracha in the Beis HaMikdash. Kol chosmei brachos shemikdash hayu omrim ad ha'olam. In Bayis Rishon, when they said a bracha, they would say bracha ta Hashem min ha'olam. That's how they used to end. That's how they used to say the bracha. They would just, that was an extension for what they used to do. Rashi's example. What do you mean? Like chon hadas. They would say bracha ta Hashem elokeisam min ha'olam chon hadas. That's how they said brachos. V'shekakalklu atzidukim min ha'olam elachatz. In Bayis Sheni, when the tzidukim came along, the tzidukim were the ones who denied completely the concept of Torah shebaal peh. They only believed in Torah shebichsav, and they believed that there was no olam haba either because it's not mentioned in the Torah explicitly. So they denied that there's a concept of olam haba of the world to come. So what did we do? Hiskinu shi'omrei Purim. So Ezra and his Beis Din, Rashi points out to Ezra, they said that you should make the following, Bina Olam Ve'ad Ha'olam, that you should, from this world and to the next world, showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of this world, and there is such a thing as Olam Haba, and that is to show Dafka that we're against the Tzedukim. And then, Ve'skinushe Adam Shol B'Shloma Chaver B'Shem. Another did the Rabbanah that the Mishnah adds is that always a person should be talking to his friend with a greeting, his friend with a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name. Shenemar v'nei Boaz ba beis lechem v'yomer lakotzim Hashem imachem. When Boaz came from beis lechem, he greeted the people who were harvesting his workers, and he said, Hashem should be with you. He used the name of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they responded, Yivarecha Hashem. They said, Hashem bless you as well. So we see that you would have thought using Hashem's name so lightly, Shem Hashem, to greet someone with Shem Hashem, still you still want to do that to mention Kadosh Baruch Hu's name. That is bringing in shalom to the world, and that's the point over here. And the pasuk also says, "V'nemar Hashem imcha b'gibrochaya." When it comes to the Malach who was talking to Gideon in Sefer Shoftim over there, I think it was right before his melchama with the Plishtim. So then it says, "Hashem imcha b'gibroch, Hashem will be with you," and he used the same Hashem in casual conversation. V'omer, and also, so what's the raya that we should follow? What Boaz did? V'al taboz kizikna imecha. So the Gemara now is a lashon that you shouldn't embarrass her, even though she's old. Meaning that even though someone is very older than you, Boaz, who someone has many generations before, we can follow his practice and we rely on it, and that's what we're bringing out this pasuk for. V'omer. In a time they have to act for Hashem, you have to nullify some of the Torah. So Rashi points out, what exactly is going on? Meaning, to use Hashem's lately, I would have thought, is somewhat of an isser. No, but it's a time to act for Hashem, that you have to make shalom between people, so then you greet a person in, with Hashem's name. Rabbi Nachson Omer Afer Torasecha Mishum Eslas Hashem. Rabbi Nachson says, he just has a different drush in the pasuk, they come out to the same maskana, that you nullify your law because it's time to act for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. They come out to the maskana, the same thing, just had to be Dorish the pasuk is their machlokas per nasan and the Tanakhama before. Just to point out, we actually have the minhag that seems to follow this concept of Boaz, the concept of saying Shalom Aleichem. The Gemara, I think, in Shabbos, I don't remember where it is exactly, but the Gemara says that saying Shalom is one of the Shemos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So everyone who says Shalom Aleichem seems to be following this minhag from the Mishnah, whether it's a din, whether they institute it, meaning you have to say it, or just optional, that you can say Shem Hashem, but either way, it seems to be the Armanag is to say Shalom Aleichem, which could be one of the Shemos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, now starting with the Gemara. So where do we get this from? Where do we derive this from the Mishnah? So the Shaila is this the correct gear? So the Miri understands, firstly, what does the Miri say? He says, the Mishnah means, like, how do I know that, what's the source that says there's a bracha on miracles that happen to Kali Yisrael in a certain place? That's the Miri's gear. So Rashi changes the gear. So the Rashi's lashon is, Minelem Devarchen on Nisa. Where do we know that you make a bracha on the Nis? Okay? Similar thing, but the Gemara is just asking a general concept, how do I know that you make a bracha on a miracle at all? Okay, so meaning that miracles are in the past. How should I know that you should make a bracha right now? Either way, that's the Gemara's question, and the Gemara answers now. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "The Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Vayomer Yisro Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzil." When Yisro came a few weeks ago, it was Parsha. We saw that Yisro came. So it says that he came to and he saw Moshe and he said, "Baruch Hashem," and he praised the Kadosh Baruch Hu from saving you from Egypt. So the Rishonim all asked, "What do you mean?" He didn't see the Kriyas Yamsuf. He came later. So they say maybe they saw Klal Yisrael who was just saved, seeing the people who are saved as Ki'ilu, you are part of the miracle. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. That's the lashon from this hemshach. Okay, now continues the Gemara. Now, Anisa de Rabbi Barvichina, the deal can be made from the Mishnah that only when there was a miracle for the masses, then you make a bracha. Anisa de Yachid lo mavarchin. However, a miracle for an individual, you would not say a bracha. But the Gemara asks, is that really true though? V'ha'hu gavra davrad ka'azu be'avrad imana. There was a certain person who was walking in a place called Avar Yamina, some area, and nafal alei arya, and a lion fell upon him. Isavi le'nisa v'isato minay. A miracle happened, and a lion fell on him and didn't kill him, and he was totally fine. Asla komed Rav, he came before Rav and said, "Wow, what should I do?" V'amar le Rav paskin for him kol imas demas la'asim so barach. Every time you should make the bracha, barach shasan isim la'avasin makom azay. You should say the bracha that thank Hashem Baruch Hu performed. Sorry, shasan li'nes, not shasan li. You made me a miracle in this place. And that's how you should make. And the Gemara relates another story. Mar Ravina, Mar the son of Ravina, have a ka'azel b'piska the arvus v'sachal the Maya. He was going through the valley one time, and he was so thirsty, he had no water with him, and he was dying of thirst. Is avi le'nisa, a miracle happened. Is avi le'nena the Maya v'ishtase. He was able to. There was water for him, and he was able to drink. V'suzim nachad. And another time, have a ka'azel b'riska the mechosa. Mar Ravina was the son of Ravina was traveling once. He went through the marketplace in mechosa. Nafel le'gamla pirta, and a wild camel fell upon him. V'isvarik le'ashisa. And then the wall somehow, like, broke open, al gavan, he was able to miraculously get inside of the house. Kimata and avoid the camel. Kimata Ravas Barich. So when he came to this place of Aravos, he would say the Bracha Baruch Shana Salus Barvas of Uvigama. So thank God Baruch Hu, who made me this miracle both in Aravos and with Gama, because these two things happened when they were near each other. Kimata Rizka de Mechoza Barich, when he came to Mata Rizka, when he came to the marketplace of Mechoza, he would say Baruch Shana Salus Begama Aravos. It was interesting. Whenever he went to both places of the miracle, meaning there were two different places. So he went to the first place, he praised the Baruch Hu for both miracles. He went to the other place, he also praised the Baruch Hu for both miracles. That's a Shiloh. Why exactly did he do that? Okay, but that's what he did. He did both of them together and praising Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though they weren't in the exact same place. But either way, what do we bring out from all these stories? That a person does make a bracha on a miracle that happens for himself. So yet the Mishnah seems to imply only on a miracle for the Rabbim. So which is it? So the Gemara says, Amrei, the answer is now, Anisa de Rabbim, Kuli Alam Chayv Lebruche. Everyone agrees that on a miracle for the all of Klai Yisrael make a bracha. What is considered Anisa de Rabbim, Agav? So the post can assume that it's something that happened for a majority of Klai Yisrael, where Klai Yisrael was all saved. Anisa de Yachid, Il Chayv Lebruche. But on a miracle that happened only for an individual, then you would only make the bracha, Il Chayv Lebruche. He's the only one who makes the bracha. Okay, so that's what we assume over here. However, it's important to note that the Rif has a girsa anisa diyachid who brei ubarbrei tzerchav ruche, that him and his children and his grandchildren make the bracha as well. And some assume that, meaning it doesn't mean just literally him and his grandchildren, but all of his descendants would make that bracha. And that's really how we paskin also, that a person's descendants would make a bracha in the place where that person was saved as well. And there's the Rishonim also point out, even if it's your Rebbe Muvak, then you would also make the bracha of sha'as anis the Rebbe Makom Hazeh. I once heard, I think that the Vilna Gaon was saved on a certain bridge, like his mother was walking either when she was pregnant or when she was with, when she already had the Vilna Gaon, and the bridge like snapped in half and miraculously she arrived on the other side. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner used to get to that bridge if it was happening more than every 30 days, he used to make a bracha. That is what I heard one time, okay? So that's what we paskin. Fine. So now the Gemara is going to mention different miracles that happen in different places. Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Haro Mebaros Hayam. If a place sees the Yamsuf, and Mebaros Hayarden, or sees the crossing of the river which happened with Yehoshua, Mebaros Nachle Arnon, or the place of Nachle Arnon, the Gemara is going to discuss what happened there. Avnei Alvaglish Morad Beis Choren, or the place of Alvaglish Beis Choren, the Evan Shabikish Lizrak Og Melech Habashan Yisrael. All these are going to be, the Gemara is going to discuss them. The stone, the egg, the Og Melech Habashan wanted to throw at Klal Yisrael, the Evan Sheyashal of Moshe Beshashal Yisrael Melchama Bamalek, and the stone which Moshe sat when Yeshua were fighting Amalek, right, where he raised his hands, and if Klal Yisrael looked at his hands, they would think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be saved. So that rock was the miracle. So they would you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu over there. It's also Ve'ishto Shalot. If a person sees the wife of Lot, V'chomas Yericho Shenivla Mimkoma, and you see the place where the walls of Yericho fell all the way into the ground, Akulan Tzarek Shetan Hodav Shevach L'makom, all these places, you say Baruch Sha'asa Nisim L'Avosein B'makom Hazed. The Gemara now asks, Bishlam Amar Baruch Yam, I understand what happened at Kriyas Yamsuf, if it's pretty clear. The Klal Yisrael came on the dry land. It was a miracle that the Sli Sifra them and the whole thing that happened. Marbas Yarden. Also, we know Dechsev Vayamdu Akohanim in Sefer in Yeshua. Vayamdu Akohanim Nasaron Brisah Shem Becharva Besoch Yarden. Hachen V'Chol Yisrael Ovi Becharva Al Asher Tamal Goy Lavor Sayarden. The Kohanim were walking, and then they were able to miraculously walk on dry land until the entire Klal Yisrael finished crossing the Yarden, where it rose to one side over there. Elo Marbas Nachle Arnon. I mean, what happened at Nachle Arnon that you have to say the miracle over there? So the Gemara relates the following story. Dechsev Al Kenyam Marbas Yifer Mechamas Es Behev Vasufa. So this pasuk is extremely vague and extremely unclear what's going on over here. Pasuk says, in Esvei Vasufa, you pick up the Kodesh Baruch over there, and Klal Yisrael said Shira over there. So what were they saying from the Shira for? So it says the Braisa, here's what happened. Tana, Es Vahev Besofa. The phrase of Besofa is the following. Shnei Mitzorim Hayu. There was two Mitzorim, one whose name was Es, and one is Vahev. Those were the names of the two Mitzorim. The Havim Ha'alchim Besof Machal Yisrael. They were walking behind all of Klal Yisrael because they were Mitzorim. They had to be Badal Mamachan, and they had to remove themselves from the entire camp of Klai Yisrael. Kehav Kachal for Yisrael. When Yisrael were passing through these places, also Marai, the Marayim came, and what happened? Avdulu Nerkos Nasrukino. They made caves on the side of the mountain over there in order to kill Klai Yisrael. And they hid over there in those caves. When Klal Yisrael come over here, we're going to kill them. And Klal Yisrael had no idea that this was happening. Agav Rashi and Chumash quotes a similar measures, but a lot of differences. The whole Vasei Vasuf and the Metzora is not mentioned, but the miracle of the mountains coming together was mentioned over there, not also by the Aron, as we're going to see. Very interesting. Rashi doesn't quote the Gemara, he quotes the Midrash. Either way, this is what happens in the story of the Gemara now. The Amoraim didn't know that the Aron was traveling in front of the Jews, and magically, not magic, miraculously rather, it was leveling the mountains before them in order to let Klal Yisrael walk without having to walk up and down mountains. Came unto us to Aron. So when the Aron came to the Nachal Arnon, the two mountains collided together and killed all of the Amoraim who were trying to kill Klal Yisrael. The Katlina, and they killed all the Amoraim. V'nachas demasayu d'Nachal Arnon. All the blood came to Nachal Arnon. Ki osu v'hev. And when Behev came and he saw all the blood flowing over here. Also, v'amru lehuli Yisrael, he said to Klal Yisrael, and said, "Look what happened over here! Look at all this blood!" And immediately, v'amru shia, and they immediately said, "Shira v'hanad efsiv v'asher nachalim asher natal efsher asher naglu Moab." This is what is happening. The pasuk says that literally, an outpouring of the cannons, it came and they leaned against the border of Moab. That's what happened over there. That is a miraculous miracle that happened in that area over there. Okay, continues the Gemara now. Avne al Gavish. What happened in Avne al Gavish? My Avne al Gavish, Gemara asks. What happened over there? Tana. So for Braisa that says, Avanim Shandu al Gavish. It's a play on words. That Avlagish is Avanim Shamdu al Gavish. That they stood up, they remained in the, they suspended in midair for the sake of an ish. Who is this ish for a person? Who was this person? Vyardu al Gavish. Amdu. And Vyardu al Gavish, and they also came down for the sake of al Gavish for a person. So who is this now? Amdu al Gavish, the Moshe. They stopped in midair. These Avanim that stopped in midair are referring to Moshe. Dechsiv, Hayish Moshe Anamil. Moshe Ha'ish is referred to as the Ish. Parsha Baloscha, right? He's the most honored person. When Moshe Miriam spoke Lashon Hara, Hashem was made in the Torah that he was the most humble person. They shouldn't have spoke Lashon Hara. Dechsiv, Vayechdu l'akolos v'abarad amata lo nitach arza. And so Moshe asked for the, when it's Makas Barad, for it to stop, it said it literally stopped in midair. It didn't even reach the ground. Lo nitach arza, didn't reach the ground. So we see that it stopped midair. Yarad al gav ish, so who is that referring to? Zay Yoshua, Dechsiv, Kachal Shobanun, Ish Asheruach, Bo Yilushan of Ish, by Yoshua also. And for him, the Barad, these hailstones came down. When did that happen? Siv, Bayobanosim Nebin Israel, and Moradim Beschorin, Beshlam Hashem Chosavrim, Gedolos. When the Amoraim came and were trying to attack the five Malachim, when they came to attack the people of Givon who made a bris with Klal Yisrael, so Yeshua had to defend them because he made a bris, and they ran away. And when they ran away, it says that all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed them with these Avanim Gedolos, which were a reference to the Barad over here that he saved from Moshe Rabbeinu. So that was a great miracle. So if you see this area that happened in Beis Choron, then you would make the bracha. Okay, now the Gemara analyzes Evan Shabikesh Og Melech Habashan Lizra Klal Yisrael. What was the stone that Og Melech Habashan wanted to throw upon Klal Yisrael? What was the miracle over there? It says the Gemara Gamar Gemi Allah. We have a Masorah. I'm pretty sure it says Gamar Gemi Allah. Some say that it's always halach. It's from Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, by the way, Amar Machane Yisrael Kamahave. How big was the camp of Yisrael? Plaza Parsa, three parses squared. Isla Ve'ekar Torah by Plaza Parsa. See, Og was a massive giant, as we're going to see in a moment. He uprooted a mountain the same size. So he was obviously a massive giant. He could pick up a mountain that big. Vishtaila Vikalinu. So I'm going to take this mountain, I'm going to throw it on them. Azul Akar Torah by Plaza Parsa. He took this mountain, he threw it up three parses in the air. Ve'aisal Reshe and Hashem. And he carried it on his head. And Akash Baruch Hu came and he brought Rashi supplies my ants onto the mountain. Unakve, and he placed a hole through the mountain. Vinachah b'tzavar, and then all of a sudden it fell around his neck. Havibai the mishplace. He wanted to remove this mountain that was stuck around his neck. Mashchishina la'gisa la'gisa. He moved his teeth there and there to try to move it. Vilo matzah mishplace. He could not remove this mountain. And then what happened? That's the pasuk says Shiniri Shem Shabarta. Pasuk in David Melech praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu for the teeth of the Resh of the Rishayim Hashem broke. That's referring to Og Melech Habashim. For the Bishem Malakish, the Bishem Malakish, my dechsev Shiniri Shem Shabarta. They broke the teeth of a wicked person of a rasha. I'll take Shibarta. Don't say it means Shibarta to break. Ella Shirivavta. Ravavta, that meaning to extend and throw. Rashi says like to throw it on the ground. That he wasn't able to use his teeth to get rid of this mountain, and that's what the Gemara says. And Moshe Kamehave, so now the Gemara continues its, the Hemshech. Moshe Kamehave, Asar Amos. Moshe was 10 Amos tall. Shakal Nagra Bar Asar Amin, he took an axe that was 10 Amos long. Shavar Asar Amin, and he threw 10 Amos upwards. And Mechai Bekuslavi Katle, he killed Og with his ankle, and he was able to kill him. And that was the miracle over there. And if you see that area where that happened, you would make that bracha of Shasanis and Avasid. The Evan Sheyashav Alea Moshe, and the stone which Moshe sat against the war, again with the war with Yoshua, and everyone looked up at it. The Chesir, the Pasuk quotes, Ve'idei Moshe Kvedim Ve'etlas Evan, Yishtetachlo Yeshav Alea, that Moshe's hands were heavy, and they took the stone, they put it under him, and he sat on it, and they raised his hands. Question though, the stone really didn't do anything other than Moshe was able to sit, everyone saw the hands. His hands were what created the miracle. I guess the stone reminds us of the miracle that happened, since the stone has the hemshich of where the area where the miracle of the war happened. And the next miracle, Ve'ishto Shalot, says the Gemara now, Shenemar Ve'tabit Ishto Me'achra Ve'tinetziv Melach. So she looked and she became a pillar of salt. V'chomas Yericho, that was a miracle. V'chomas Yericho shenivla, and when V'chomas Yericho, they got swallowed into the ground. V'chsev v'tipel, v'chomas tachteh, the wall fell in its place and it fell downwards. The Gemara is going to analyze those two last cases. Bishlam HaKulanisa, the Gemara says, wait a second. I understand all of these miracles that later that the Mishnah that the Braisa told us. Ela ishta shalo pernusahu. Why we make a bracha of the praising Hashem bracha for doing nisim for us in the wife of Lot? There's no, it was a punishment for her. So the Gemara says, you're right. Damar baruch tana emes. It must be that you say baruch tana emes, that Hashem is the true judge for killing the wife of Lot, and we're making that bracha. The Gemara says, but the Braisa used the lashon of ha'odav shevach katani. It used the lashon of saying ha'odav shevach, praising Hakadosh Baruch Hu and thanking Him. So it can't be that this is the case. So says the Gemara, tani, right? Al Lot v'shal ishto mevarchet shtaim. You make two brachas. Al ishto, you're saying baruch tana emes. So it's really a chilak. Why Lot? It happens to be an exception. Lot's wife is the exception. Al Lot amar baruch zocher tzadikim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu for remembering the tzadikim. Who are the tzadikim? Lot, we say all through it, Rashi and Chumash, that he was a Rashi. He wasn't a good person. So Rashi says, you're right here, this is Lishitaso. Rashi says, referring to Avram Avinu. Hashem remembered, Bischus Avram, Lot was saved. So he remembered that Tzadikim was referring to remembering Avram. Continues with the Gemara with a elated limud. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu B'Shach Kazer Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even at the time Hashem was getting angry, Zocher says Tzadikim, always remember that Tzadikim, Shinar Rabbi Yishach Yisrael Kimis Arei Kikar, when he destroying Sodom, Vayiskor Kimis Avram Vayishlach Lot Metoch Afeicha. He remembered Avram, and then he let Lot free because of the schus of Avram. Now the Gemara goes back to the case of Yericho, V'chomas Yericho Shenivla. The walls of Yericho, they got swallowed into the ground. Says the Gemara, V'chomas Yericho Nivla. Is it really true that the chomas of Yerushalayim were swallowed? V'had Nafla, but it only fell on the ground. Shenemar, V'yikishmo Ames Kol HaShofar V'yiru Ames Tru Agadola V'atipol HaChomas Tachteha. The Lashon of the Tipol, that the Lashon, that the wall fell, it didn't get swallowed up into the ground. So the Gemara answers, Kevin the Yafdaz Arumaki, Adad Aninu, that the width and the height of the wall were exactly the same. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch had to make it be swallowed in its place and not just fall on the ground, because if it fell forward, Rashi says, if it fell forward, it wouldn't be nicker, because it would basically be the same height as it was before, so then the wall wouldn't be such a great miracle. So it had to mamish fall down into the ground in order for it to be noticeable that there was a great miracle happening over here. So now, once we mention the idea of miracles, the Gemara is going to say that, that there's four people who have to make a bracha of Hagomel that we're familiar with. Amar Avi Yudim Arav, Arba Tzvichim Lahodos. Four people have to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying brachas Hagomel. Who are those four people? Yor Deayam, people who go in the ocean, who travel through the ocean. Holchem Idbaro, someone who goes through the desert. Umishah Chovesh Rapa, someone who was sick and got better. Umishah Chovesh Bibes Asrum Yatsan, someone who was in prison and came out. Just to point out, the obvious question about flying, just 30 seconds here, is that when it comes to flying, so the post can bring down, a lot of post can assume that if you fly over a body of ocean, the one that you would have normally gone through in a boat, you would be making the bracha. It's interesting, I never really saw this, but it really should be a hemshech, because Rav Nevinsal says if you fly through a desert also, that would be the same halacha. So I'm curious now, if someone flies to like California, let's say if he goes to Nevada or Arizona, where there's a lot of desert there, maybe he should have to make the bracha of a goma. I'm not sure what Rav Nevinsal would hold by that, but lechora, it comes out of that din as well. If you assume that these din are the same, if flying above the place as being like the place, you should make a bracha of Hagomel on that flight also, which Minhag HaOlam seems to not be, so I'm not sure. Okay, either way, continues the Gemara now. Yorda Yam Minalan. How do I know that Yorda Yam make this bracha? So the Gemara is going to quote Tehillim Kav Zayin and quote the whole Hemshech. It's a very long capital, and using this entire capital to bring the whole Rias. This is the Gemara. Yorda Anios. The pasuk says that those who go down in the ships, Hey Maro Master Hashem, they see the wonderful deeds of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And all of a sudden, there was a great wind in that and where they were. By Alush Maya Yordu Tehomos, they rise upward and they descend to the depths. Ve'omer Yachogu Ve'iner Kashikor. They're like drunk over there. They're so scared of what's going on. They cry to Kadosh Baruch Hu because they're stressed that there's a crazy wind and everything in the water. Ve'omer Yakim Sarad Mama. So they ask that they should halt the crazy storm and make it calm again. Ve'omer and the pasuk also says Ve'ismichu Ve'kishtoka. There's all hemshech of the Kuf Zayin. And then when it stopped, they got so happy and they were quiet. Ve'omer and the pasuk says right after that, Yodul Hashem Chastol. Give thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the raya that people go in the water have to praise Kadosh Baruch Hu. How do I know? They went in the wilderness and it was desolate and they found no place, no cities. They called out to Hashem. They cried out to Hashem. Hashem led them in the right path, the straight path. They should give thanks to Hashem. Someone who was sick and became better. Fools. If they go on their sinful ways, Hashem is going to punish them for their averos and afflict them. They're going to not want any food because they're so sick. They're going to cry out to Hashem Baruch Hu. Yishach Tov Repayim is going to make them feel better. Then give thanks to Hashem Baruch Hu, which reference to the Hagomel over here as well. How do I know someone who is stuck in jail? How do I know that? That the hemshich of this kapitel also. Those who sit in darkness in the shadow of death. They rebelled against Hashem Baruch Hu. Hashem humbled their heart with hard labor. They called out to Hashem Baruch Hu when they were distressed. He would take them out of their the shadow of the Tzalmavis, the area of death that they were in, Ve'omer Yodel Hashem Chasto, and give thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that is them. So now the Gemara asks now, Mai Mevarech, what bracha, what's the nusach bracha for HaGomel, Rav Chista, Baruch Gomel Chasashem Tovim. That's the nusach that we have. However, we actually go with the girsa of the Rambam, the Riff, and the Rush, which is the famous one that we have, Baruch, either HaGomel or Gomel, Chayim Tovim, Shema Galani Kol Tov, and everyone should answer, Mishmachal Kol Tov, which is our nusach, our minog today. Continues the Gemara now, Bai Omer, Vitzarech Leit Kuyu Kamei, sorry, you have to say in front of 10 people. And you have to say it, and Kalam is reference to Kal, is always usually 10 people. So this Kal, this assembly, is referring to 10 people. So now, if that's the case, then Shaila, what about B'dievid? You didn't say it in front of 10, that's a whole Shaila in the postgame. Marzucha Omar, Tremena and Rabbanan. Marzucha says you have to have 2 people, Talmidei Chachamim, who are there at that point also. By the way, that's also the minhag, is do it by laning, because there's always going to be 10 people by laning. Some Rishonim say a fancy explanation. Pasha says that's the reason, because it's simply a matter of practice, because there's 10 people there. Shenemar Moshe Zakinim Yalu. They praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu in front of elders, so there should be total Talmidei Chachamim there as well. That's what the Gemara says now. Maskil Ravashi. Ravashi says Ve'ima Kula Rabbanim. But if that's the case, maybe there should all be Torah scholars there, because Moshe Zakinim Yahalulu, it should be in front of the Zakinim. So the Gemara says no. Because we said Miksiv Ve'Kahal Zakinim. It doesn't say Kahal. It said Kahal was the Chiyuv for 10. And since it doesn't call it, it says Kal'am. Kal'am is the regular people, and then Zakenim. And so the Gemara says, if that's the case though, Ve'ema Be'asar Shar Amar V'Trei Zabanan, then you should need Kahal, which is 10, and then also Uvimoshav Zakenim, which is an extra 2. It should be 12 people you need. So the Gemara says, Kasha, that's Taka, good question, and that is indeed a problem. So the question is, the Rishonim, is do we reject this completely, or do we accept the fact still with the Kasha? So that's Machlokas. The Rambam seems to imply that we should still have the Chiyuv of having 2 Talmidei Chachamim. The Shulchan Aruch recommends that there should be 2 Talmidei Chachamim present there when you make the Gomel. The Olam does not seem to be makbid for this, or we assume that there's always 2 Talmidei Chachamim at every minyan and Monday and Thursday when everyone does the Gomel. Either way, that's what Shulchan Aruch recommends, like Achila. Gemara relates a similar maysa. Rabbi Yehuda chalash v'ezbach. Rabbi Yehuda got sick and it got better. Al lagaber of Chanan Baghdad, sorry, Rabbanan of Chanan Baghdadata from Baghdad, went to visit him. Amar le baruch rechmana davilach. So he, the one who was visiting Rabbi Chanan from Baghdad, said to him, Pesach Hashem Baruch Hu has given you to us. V'lo yavach la'arfan. You didn't give us to the dust, literally, meaning you didn't die. Baruch Hashem, you didn't die. Amar lehu, patron yasim al ha'lemayas. So he said, thank you. You gave me, or maybe it wasn't anything, but he said, either way, I'm into that. And then he said, you have been motzi me in the bracha of HaGomel. So the Gemara says, V'amar abaye ba'adu'i adapah. Sorry, you have to say it in front of 10 people. So the Gemara answers, Davi basar. In a chanami, there was 10 people there. No problems. So the Gemara continues, V'ha'iu lo kamoda. He himself wasn't the one who said the bracha. That only Rav Chana Bagdad was saying the bracha, the praising Kadosh Baruch Hu for this. The Gemara says, "Lo tzarech tani basrayom," and he answers from Amen, and he was being motzi him in his bracha. So there, from the Shulchan Aruch deduces that someone else can be motzi the bracha. It may not be the same though when someone else is making the bracha for himself also. Here he was just being motzi Rav Yehuda in the bracha. Maybe that would be fundamentally different. But either way, that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins. And now, once we mention the idea of 4 need to give Shavach Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Mer mentions 3 people that need shmira. I'm Rav Yehuda, Shlosha Tzrichin Shmira. 3 people need protections. So Rashi says the whole thing is from Shadim. And because we're going to see him in a veil, someone who's sick, because the din is on a sick person, chasan v'kala. Because she didn't care that they're getting happy, and they stopped them. However, Rabbeinu Yonah for chasan v'kala gives a completely different explanation, that in a time when a person has a tremendous joy, Hashem, there's a judgment, do you deserve that bracha that I'm giving you? And therefore, you need a shmira to have that. So if that's the case, it should still apply. The Maisa, we are machmir for chasan v'kala to have shmira. It's interesting, I'm not sure, a sick person, we usually have people attending to him, but we machmir the same shmira, we don't let a chasan v'kala walk out alone. I'm not sure if we're as makbid for the other things. So the Gemara later, but my Satana, the Brisa says, Chol Echaya, someone also given birth, and a sick person, chasan, and a kala. V'yesh Omrim, even an Avel also needs this Shemira. V'yesh Omrim, Atamilach Malada, a Talmud Chacham at night also would need Shemira. Okay, Adkan for today. We'll pick up from Amar Yehuda tomorrow.